Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. A proposal in the New Mexico legislature would allow voters to decide whether to legalize recreational cannabis. As Sarah Trujillo reports, advocates say that could help with the state's opioid overdose rate.
There's evidence that legalizing recreational cannabis can help cut down on overdoses. Emily Coltenbach with the Drug Policy Alliance says cannabis can basically be used as an exit drug.
We as a state have been very traumatized by problematic drug use and alcohol use, so we want to make sure that we're doing the best to support our prevention and education efforts.
Governor Susana Martinez has opposed legalizing recreational cannabis, but if lawmakers approve the measure, it would go before voters instead. Coltenbach says it's not a question of if, but when. 29 other states have legalized cannabis in some form or fashion, and state polling data shows New Mexicans are becoming more supportive of recreational cannabis. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.
On your Tuesday Health Watch, for many, a list of New Year's resolutions tends to include losing weight. Sharon Cox is a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System in Dallas. She talks with Sam Baker about some sensible ideas to help with weight reduction.
What is considered a healthy weight loss?
1 or 2 pounds a week, because your body has to adjust to it. So if you're losing, you know, more than the 1 to 2 pounds per week, then you may need to look at if there are other health-related, you know, issues going on. And then if you lose it too fast, then you won't be able to sustain it or keep it off.
No way to explain then why it's hard to keep it off.
Because you probably jumped in and made too many changes too fast, and they're not lifestyle changes that you can continue to, you know, maintain.
Now, I understand what losing weight is about using up more calories than you take in.
Yes.
Okay.
So if your body may run and need about 1,500 calories a day, you want to provide at least that number of calories. Then your deficit or your loss would come if you exercise and you burn maybe 250 or 300 calories.
Right.
And then you would have a small weight loss. And, you know, for some, that sounds like a little weight loss. But again, over time and with, you know, small changes to your lifestyle, then you can maintain it. And that's a safer way or healthier way to lose weight.
Most people will probably want to start maybe with portion control or diet. In other words, changing how much food they consume. Is that enough to lose weight, or it really has to be combined with exercise?
You would lose a small amount of weight with cutting back on your calories. You know, by watching your portions, how you prepare your food, what foods you do choose to eat. But exercise really is necessary to lose weight and to maintain.
Does sleep play a role in this?
It does. You know how we feel when you don't get that sleep at night.
Uh-huh.
We need 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. And when we don't get it, then the next day we are a little sluggish. And you look for what? Some type of food that can give you a little boost, a little energy. You know, it could be sodas. Some look for those energy drinks or something with sugar in it to kind of get you through. So, and when we're not fully rested, we don't make the best choices.
So getting a good night's sleep will actually
help a lot.
What kind of food helps you to reach and maintain a healthy weight?
If you make healthy swaps and have more vegetables on your plate, you know, then those foods are lower in calories, have a lot of vitamins and fiber, and the fiber helps you feel full. And then whole grain foods help. You know, if you can have start your morning with some steel-cut oatmeal or just old-fashioned oatmeal with some fruit, then that helps your body kind of kick into gear and it'll burn more calories. Okay, and then fruits are wonderful. And then we need good old water.
And the role of water is what?
To help break down our food that we eat and mm-hmm. help transport it. Also, water helps us feel full, helps with digestion. You know, you avoid a lot of common problems with, you know, constipation sometimes. And the amount of water is more individual. And yes, we would love to see everyone drink maybe 8 glasses a day of 8 ounces, but that may not be realistic for everyone. So if you're drinking 2 glasses now and you increased 1 or 2 more, that helps.
Even on top of the water that you would get from the food you consume?
We still need the plain water.
Listen, is the key thing to find items in these different categories that you really like to begin with?
Right. And hopefully some of these are already in your, you know, on your plate or your choices you're making. Now, if it is like a bowl of macaroni and cheese and we used to eat in 2 cups instead of 1 cup, then you veggify it, you add some broccoli, add some carrots to it, and you just have the one cup instead of the two cups, but you still have a big serving when you add the vegetables to it. Or you can decrease the amount of fat that you may use in it. And if we could cut back on the fat, sugar, and salt, you know, use, then that helps a lot too.
When you start out to lose weight, a lot of people want to do it so that they can be thin. Should the goal be to be healthy, whatever that weight happens to be?
Yes. Everyone commits to a different reason for it. But if, you know, you lose the weight, your dress size changes, that's all good. But the bottom line, we just need to try to work on improving our health.
Sharon Cox, thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you for having me.